And this is the Sundance Reel. Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. And in the studio with us now, the director of the film The Overnighters, Jesse Moss. It's one of the films in the U.S. documentary competition. Good morning to you, Jess. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Jill gave us just a brief overview, but let's hear it from you in terms of what The Overnighters is. When I originally read about it in the program, it was actually a lot different than what I thought I was going to see.
Yeah, so it's there's an enormous oil boom in North Dakota, of course, and thousands of Americans are streaming up there to find work, high-wage, living-wage jobs. The problem is there's nowhere to live. These are little agricultural towns that weren't prepared for the influx of Americans who are coming. And the film is about a Lutheran pastor in the boom town of Williston who opens his doors to take in these men who have no place to sleep. And gradually he becomes more and more involved in their lives to the point where it takes over his life.
Yeah. So how did you find Pastor Ranke? Is it Ranke?
Yeah, Pastor J. Ranke. I was fascinated that in modern-day America was this Wild West frontier town. And I just thought, you know, that's extraordinary. And I wonder what life is like up there. And I was reading the local paper online, and I read a clergy column that Pastor J. published in which he said, "Let's not fear the newcomers. Let's welcome them." And that was an unusual sentiment because there's been, a lot of fear. A woman was murdered in the town of, near the town of Williston by some of these guys who'd come into work. And the changes in the town have really transformed life for locals who've kind of got used to living in a place where things didn't change. And so that fear has really pervaded the community. And Pastor Jay, his message was like, let's integrate these people into this community. But that's a lot harder in practice than to preach. And so the film is really about what happens when he tries to live out that that promise to love his neighbor, these men.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really big theme of it, trying to do the Christian thing, and yet his congregation, wall against it.
That's right. So, I mean, I wasn't prepared for the conflict that would ensue based on this choice, because on some level it seems perfectly natural that you see someone in need, you help them. When those men in need number 1,000, many of them have criminal records, it becomes a problem. And the church itself did split, and it was fascinating to come to a church that was engaged in this really profound conversation about what it means to live out the Christian ethic. And I come as a secular person, and that was just fascinating to me, and really to see the pastor bear the burdens of that struggle very personally in his life.
Yeah. Well, and what Jill really liked about it, and she can talk more, was just the fact that you were able to get this guy to trust you. I mean, maybe you can talk a little bit about how you did that.
So, yeah, it's a very intimate and emotional film, a story about this pastor who really carries us on this journey. And I made the film by myself. I shot it, in North Dakota by myself. There was no crew. It was just me. And for the first 6 months that I was making the film, I slept in the church with the men, really out of necessity, because all of the hotel rooms in Williston are booked by oil companies. So there was nowhere for me to stay. And I asked the pastor, he said, "Yeah, you can sleep here." And I did. And that was really the bedrock of the film, that building that relationship of trust and intimacy and really coming to understand what he was up against. And I think when the film took unexpected turns and went to very personal and intimate places in his life, I think because we really built a relationship and I was there by myself without a crew, to distract me or him, I think we were able to go on that journey together, and that was extraordinary.
I thought it was amazing in the film that kind of the umbrella over it was this idea of the oil drilling, and only one time was it referenced to, and that was when one of the people in the church kind of confronted the pastor. And she said, "Well, you know, I disagree with what's going on, because what's going on with our land?" And we all in the audience were like, "Oh, yes, that is a real issue here."
Absolutely. And I know Utah's been having that conversation, too. I read a really interesting series in the local paper about the prospect of further energy extraction in Utah. And I think in some ways, you know, Williston might seem like an anomaly, this boom town. But I think a lot of small towns sit on top of natural resources in America are going to find themselves with a huge influx of Americans who now, you know, what happens now in America is I think more and more people need to move to work. And that means they leave their families, they leave their communities. And that was one of the conversations that really inspired the film for me, was a sense that when we talk about energy and oil and drilling and fracking, you know, we do talk a lot about the environmental consequences, but I wanted to look at what the human labor side of that story was. And I felt like that was at least missing for me in the conversation. Like, what is the price that individuals and families and communities pay when oil comes to town?
So what about the it's not just one oil company, then there's several. I mean, where's their responsibility in this?
That's a really good question. And I mean, these are some of the biggest companies in the world. We're talking about Halliburton, Schlumberger, extraordinarily profitable companies that move into these little towns and take over the Leviathan, if you will, of oil. Mm-hmm. And their position is they pay huge royalties to the state of North Dakota, which is flush with cash. And they house their workers. So they say, we pay taxes or we pay royalties. That's the state of North Dakota's problem. Problem is, the state of North Dakota cannot keep up with a change, a huge change in infrastructure and housing and law enforcement and healthcare and education. And just, I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of people who are pouring into this small state. But the oil companies don't think social responsibility in that way enters into their calculations. And it's a mercenary enterprise. And it's, I think that's the other thing that's extraordinary about Williston, is kind of raw capitalism. And it makes for compelling watching, but you can see the casualties.
Well, and that's why I was surprised, because you do show some scenes, you know, before the city council, you know, they're talking about banning campers and RVs. And, yeah. And of course, then they deny his request for a conditional use permit to allow people to stay the night. But what they don't do is get proactive about it. And, you know, I mean, I didn't see any of the entrepreneurial spirit about somebody building a campground or, you know, even asking to.
It's right.
To,
I mean, it's,
fix the problem.
You would think that responsible civic leaders could find a solution. And it is a conservative community, and perhaps in some other communities in more progressive states, they would find another solution. No other churches helped. No other organizations helped. This was one man who looked around and said, I'm going to act. And right now, the city of Williston has convened a committee to look at the problem. As we all know, that's probably a recipe for inaction. I think it takes moral courage to stand up, and particularly in the face of fear, to stand up and say, I'm going to do what's right. And, you know, they did shut him down. They shut down the program, and it was really a tragedy. And I think a lot about the men who are up there, and women too. I mean, there are some women who come up, and couples, sleeping in their cars, sleeping in the, you know, anywhere they can find, on the ground. And for 2 years, there was a warm place for these men. Hmm. And now there isn't.
And this is your second feature-length documentary here at Sundance.
First as a director. So I did produce a film about 5 years ago called William Kunstler, Disturbing the Universe. But I got to say, it's really different to be here with my own work as a director. Frankly, it's a lot better. Scarier, though.
Yeah. In what way?
You know, I feel, I mean, the film has been a huge risk personally, creatively, professionally, and you know, it's very hard to find support for the movie along the way. It was, I guess, many times with observational documentaries where you don't know how they're going to end, it's hard to persuade a funder to get behind them. Like, you don't know what the story is, and you guys know the story goes to some really unexpected places. And in fact, I didn't shoot the ending of the film till late September, 2 weeks before I sent the film to Sundance, so it's been a sprint. But it's scary to put that personal work and risk up on screen. But I feel like this is the best place to do that, because audiences are hungry for that those journeys and those conversations, which they're scary for them, for me. And you know, I have my film subject, Pastor Jay, is here. So now he's Jay, no longer Pastor. Hope that's not a spoiler, but.
Yeah.
So what is the status now, though, of the town? I mean, are people still flocking? And
yeah. So the boom is unrelenting, and people are still pouring into Williston. Wages are still high. Housing is still scarce. It continues to be the strongest economy in the United States, the biggest job growth. So it remains the place to go in America to find a job. And there are jobs. I mean, it is not a mirage. Now, what's a mirage for many people is the high-wage, super high-wage rig job. And that's like the gold strike of 1849, where you think it's what draws you out. And that's, I think, something that the film explores is like the reality for most of these men is really different. It's, they don't walk into those jobs. They fight and they struggle. And then when you do find a $15, $20 an hour job, you can't find a place to live, or you can't. The cost of living is like Manhattan and San Francisco. So that's what's challenging.
Again, The Overnighters is one of the films in the U.S. documentary competition. It's directed by Jesse Moss. Great job. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Eric Karshner, Assistant General Manager of Park Meadows Country Club and sponsor of The Mountain Life on KPCW. Park Meadows Country Club is Park City's in-town private country club, just minutes from historic Main Street. Golf, social, and dining memberships are available. 649-2460 or parkmeadowscc.com.